Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off. Yes. Hey. There's reasons for everything. There's reasons for the shit I do. There's reasons for the things I think. I mean, you just don't know. Reasons are very important. Now, why I stay down, there is a reason, or there's reasons. A lot of you motherfuckers probably don't know this, and you won't really believe it about me. But I'm a really giving man. And I'm a braggart, of course, but you don't hear me bragging about what I give. You never hear me bragging about something I gave or did for someone. I brag about my accomplishments or my future accomplishments. Some of you just won't believe it, but I'm really a good guy. I am. That's why I keep kicking this abba-dabba real. I don't dilute it so that you can understand it. I believe, when I truly believe, in being as good of a human as I can. And I do that to receive all the benefits in life that's there for me. Now, I believe in these benefits, and I believe that they'll provide for me. Because I believe in it. I just have a very staunch foundation. 310, what's up, brother?
What's up, bud? I was going to ask you for a favor. I'm on a roll, but it was an old video I came across, you know, randomly clicking on your page. If you could explain again to me, I just can't find a video, what you mean when you say we living in an oxymoron world. It was so dope, but I can't even find it, man.
Hey, man, oxymoron, do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like the opposite of that.
Yeah, okay, it is opposite. So otherwise, you know, when things happen in life, good things or bad things, let's say in politics, when a motherfucker tell you, this is it. Now, whatever that motherfucker is saying can or cannot be true. So whichever way you take it is the way you take it. But there's just as many motherfuckers that don't take it the way you take it. So who's right?
Oh, man. Hey, I love your shit, man, because you break it down so cold. And now I remember what you were saying in the video. Now I remember you was saying, who the fuck is right to tell the Jewish or the Muslims not to eat pork or whatever? You know, you're going to be a fool telling them that because they're going to look at you like you crazy. So
exactly.
Only they right in their right mind. Only you right in your right mind.
So that's what I mean, brother. We live in an oxymoron world because you can say left and I can say right and we both get there. I mean, shit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep, this goes back to your point. It ain't only just one way. It's the way.
Hey, believe me, bro. There is many ways, many, many ways to do any one thing you could think of. There is no one correct way. The only thing that there's one correct way is math. Math 2 and 2 is going to be 4. But that's not a fact either. That's not a fact either. What if you count in base 2?
You see, and I remember now. You were saying that how the hell do we know is such a, that an inch is an inch? Because you got people that calculate in centimeters and shit like that.
Hey, so my point, bro, is as far as the oxymoron, that's so you could understand there's no one answer. You know, there's nothing right. What's right is what you use to work for you right now. That's what's right. And that could be something you don't even use again in your life.
Right on, right on.
Believe it. That shit is dope. That was a good question, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. And I love how you do this show, man.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. See, this is what I'm talking about. The reason I say I'm going to receive benefits from the belief that I have is I define what's a benefit to me. You don't do that shit. What's a benefit to me? That was a benefit to me. Listen to that, bro. Understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, there's not many motherfuckers that do. That's why I ride alone. That's why being a motherfucker is lonely. Because you don't, everybody is so spread out, the real ones, so you don't get to meet them. So you got to just shun the suckers, which means you ride alone, which means you kick it by yourself, which means you ain't hardly lonely. You just alone by yourself. Shit. I define shit, and I hate definitions, but I already know there's not one definition. But whose definition, if there's 100 definitions, which definition should I go for? The one that suits me, as long as it's real. Now, when I'm saying the one that suits me, I'm not like you talking about I could just make up anything. There's a many correct ways to do something. So out of those, you can choose whichever one suits you. Or you can do whatever suits you. My point is to understand how to be a motherfucker that believes in yourself. You can't believe in yourself without understanding what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, let's continue with this. Because I'm a good guy, and I'm going to tell you something. Let me see this. The reasons I say I'm a good guy, it's a lot of reasons, but the other day, well, not the other day, actually, this was a few months ago, a brother called who had just got out the joint. You know, he was talking shit about being in the joint because they gave that motherfucker a year and a day, and his shit was so weak, not his shit, but the case against him was so weak. They gave him a year and a day because whatever, for parole or something. But what I'm saying is he told me he had bought my account for the doors before he, not all of it, he had bought whatever parts. Before he went in, and you know, he wanted to get the shit again, and he was saying that his computer shit that he had was fucked up from back then, so he's willing to pay for what he already bought, but he was wondering, could I give him a discount on the rest? You know, he went on to tell me he felt the shit I was talking about was on his shit. So we kicked it a couple of minutes, and when I asked him his last name, and he told me, I remembered it. He had a very unusual last name. And I told him, man, send me your email address and shit, and I'm going to hook you up for free. So he sent me his email address. And when I started putting, I think he had bought part one. And when I started putting part one together, I thought about it. And I decided to get that one for the full course. He bought 1.0. I got 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. So what I'm saying is, I thought about it, and I said, I'm giving that motherfucker the up. He had bought the older version. I gave him the updated version, the full course, blessing him if that's the case. But the reason I did it was because He had just got out, and he wanted to get air. Well, I'm saying as he looked at and thinking about, you know, as soon as I get out, I'll get that road going. I'm going to fucking woo, woo, woo. Man, come on, that is, you don't know how powerful that goddamn shit is. I didn't have to get that motherfucker the full course. But even giving him the full course, I'd be thinking about the value of the course. And that reminded me of a brother that had a physical problem. I ain't gonna say what it is. He contacted me. And it wasn't about his problem. It was about confidence. But he mentioned his problem right away. And he never mentioned it again. You know, he honestly acknowledged that he was like suicidal at one point. And, you know, I told him, man, whatever got you over that, you got to, whatever you think you don't have, you already showed you have it. But he had different issues that he was working on. And as he told it to me, you know, sometimes I'm polite. So he kind of, you know, got from out of the line in the masher. But anyway, after a couple of questions, I decided his confidence was low, which it was. But the big deal was, how do I bring up that something he's never going to be able to overcome or reverse his physical deficiency? So I said to him, if I send you my motherfucking course, the whole course, free, would you use it? And he said, man, hell yeah. And I'm saying, I don't want this motherfucker to feel like I got some kind of, you know, pity on me. So I say, man, if I send it to you free, you're going to have to give me some in return. And he said, what's that? You got to promote my shit. You got to promote my shit whoever or wherever you be. So he agreed, and I sent him the course. He looked at the course all at once, which is the wrong way to look at it. But he got back at me. He wanted to pay me back. He said that this course made him feel or see a lot differently than he had been seeing. It didn't really increase his confidence, but it made him see a lot of shit that he can address to actually address his confidence. So he then told me, you know, about a radio personality that I ain't gonna mention, Beige Phillips. I will mention, he died. He mentioned that. And he told me that he had access to this guy. And that since I didn't want no money from him, maybe him hooking me up with this radio personality that he had just fucking, not just, but only been a radio call into, but some kind of way he had ended up meeting this dude. Then I told him, man, yeah, hook me up. Now listen to me, folks. This dude got a physical problem. He lacked confidence, but he stepped up. And he said he's going to reach out and see if he can make it happen. Now, of course, if it do, cool. If it don't, cool. I'm just trying to help bro get some confidence. This motherfucker took a chance, which I didn't think he would. He took a chance, and it worked out. Now, I'm not saying it worked out because of my course. I'm saying it worked out because, first of all, he hadn't really got into my course enough for it to be the course. But what he got from the chorus made him go get it instead of want it. So he took that chance because he said something I said in the first few minutes of the chorus struck him. Now, don't you want to know what the hell that was? Heck, I'm real. And I can't tell you what it was because what he got out of it may not be what you get. That's what I'm saying. There's more than one way to hear something. There's more than one way to do something. There's more than one way to see something. But the only way that matters is to you is however you hear it, however you see it, however you want to do it. Because you're the only one thinking about your entire life. Whatever you do right now is going to affect your entire life. Whereas this motherfucker tells you what to do. He talking about right now. He talking about whatever the hell you just brought to him. And he ain't talking about every fucking thing else that goes on in your mind when you think about your life. So what I'm saying is this, fellas. You might get something totally different. Excuse me. God damn it, I couldn't help it. You might get something totally different from something I say. So you don't want to know what this motherfucker or whoever the fuck I was talking about. Did you want to fucking take a chance yourself? Actually, I was talking about the brother that was fucked up. And, you know, physically. Mentally, he wasn't. So what I'm saying is, mentally, once you accept, you know, whatever physical is wrong, then you just deal like that instead of that big expectation that ain't never wrong. I told him, man, look, you ain't gonna never be in my... Something was wrong with this motherfucker. And he could walk and shit. All that, but I forgot what it was. But he said, but I told him, that shit ain't gonna go away just because you learned how to be cool. Just because you learned how to accept shit. And I told that motherfucker about Rudy. Rudy was the dude when I grew up. You know, his legs just fucked up. You know, he walked all fucked up. Then he even talked all fucked up. But he wasn't crazy. Rudy was just fucked up. So, you know, as we grew up and Rudy, you know, talking as much shit as us, and he can't keep up with us, but, you know, he kind of wanted to fuck with us in one way or another. He always be around us. And we'd be talking about, man, take your bow-legged ass or whatever the fuck wrong with your legs, nigga. Get your ass out of here. Nah, man, you know, whatever. I'm whatever. You talking as much shit as that. Motherfucker started smoking weed and shit with us. I mean, Rudy was, Rudy was something. But all of us, you better not fuck with Rudy. Ain't that a bitch? Man, matter of fact, if you from somewhere else, you better not even talk about motherfucking Rudy. Shit, that's how we was about it. So when I told him that little story, it struck him. It fucking struck him. And like I'm saying, I didn't want him to think I had no pity on him or any of that kind of goddamn shit. Because I want to help. Now, what I did, because I started promoting Sidewalk University, and I told him, I make sure at Sidewalk University, you know, you get everything you need. I didn't offer him Sidewalk University. I wanted him to buy that. You know, but now, we kind of hooked up. And before we, like, hung up, he told me, and I quote, he said, Rosebud, I never thought of the things you say on your course. But I have heard them before because I bought a lot of self-help shit that didn't help me, probably because it wasn't about me. But I really feel what you're saying. I am completely stoked to be on the other end of the phone speaking with you. Now, of course, I thank you. But before a couple of days at the most was up, this radio personality called me. Serious business. He called me. And it was because of this young motherfucker. Well, not young, but this dude that I'm talking about, who had low confidence before he spoke with me through instant messaging. You know, he realized through that goddamn course and his will that he'll gain enough confidence to finish his road to a beautiful life. Now, what I told that story and the other story about, I mean, for, is this is humanitarian work. Not on a broad basis, I'm helping the people in Africa, but I'm helping individuals overcome some real shit. Now, this is humanitarian work at its best, my friend. So, I salute me for caring. So that's all that represents is I care. Now, guess what, fellas? I'm in love. I can admit it. I'm fucking in love. I was in the mirror this morning, and I just could not resist the charm of that motherfucker staring back at me. And something happened. It only happened a couple of times in my life. And it can only be love. I'm a truly fortunate brother because I love another man and I ain't gay. No, I don't love another man. I love a man and I ain't gay. That motherfucker looking back at me from that mirror, boy, I love that motherfucker. You know, I got three distinct sets of diehard friends. You know, at first I was John Dixon. Went to school, made a name for myself, but damn it, all my brothers had nicknames. I got six brothers, and they all, well, I got four brothers, not two of them gone. But all of them had nicknames, and I don't know why I was so special. I didn't need. And to make matters worse, I started to complex about it. Because, shit, why they got one and I don't? Then when I, like, graduated from the sixth grade, and that black era was taken off, and black soul was on everybody's tongue, then I thought about it, since I was a conceited bastard even way back then. I felt my name should represent our race. And I took the name Soul Man. This was about 63, 64. I was so into that motherfucking name that I would not use John Dixon on my assignments. The heading, you would have to be a certain way. The only thing I put on the heading was Soul Man. Now, at first, the teachers wouldn't grade my paper. But I was on the track team, and the dean's son was on the track team. And the only way the dean's son was going, you know, because he had a knucklehead son. He didn't have one of those scholastic achievement sons like teachers and deans and all that shit we have. Anyway, the only way his son was going to get a letter and achieve shit was being on the track team. So the you know, they wouldn't grade my papers, and then the dean called me in this office, and I told him that, you know, that was my motherfucking slave name. I ain't finna motherfucking, I wasn't cussing. But I was an eye in the restaurant of the name. From now on, my name is Soul Man. At best, I would say Soul Man Dixon. Mr. Morrison, that was his name. Colt Morrison. He told me, okay, man, I talked to your teachers. And I never had to put a regular head in on none of my sons. Then, around 76, I got sprung on this game. I turned out. That's when I became Rosebud Villadose. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this shit is because there's reasons I'm down like I am. Don't forget, this is why I stay down. I have genuine friends from each of those eras. And a special few who've been my friends through all those eras. Billy Randolph. Minister. I forget where he lived now, but Billy Randolph been my buddy. We both, he might be 70 already. Yeah, he in February, I'm in November. So he already 70. But kill me if we ain't been friends over 60 years. Michelle Barksdale. Michelle Barksdale Ford. She been my friend. She lives across the street from me. She my age, and I'm saying she's been my friend longer than Billy. And then Sandra Glasser, lived a couple houses from Michelle, been my friend long as Michelle. And then we got motherfucking, oh, I don't mean that like that, ladies. Sandra Glasser Whiteman, mention her name proper. And then we got Elaine Claiborne Hicks. Elaine, she wasn't my first crush. But she was the first crush I had that, like, made my dick hard. Then I got Raymond Jolla. I got Sammy Willis. I got Michael Virgil. I got motherfucking Stanley Jones. Come on, all these Rusty, Charles Brown, all these motherfuckers. 60 years plus been my motherfucking friends. I owe it to all of them. Stay there. My soul man years was just as important for me as my Rosebud years are. And I just thank God that I got such an array of friends. I have this vast array of friends. Now, on another note, the best things oftentimes come unsuspected. Now, I was sent $40 by a brother who bought some conversation tools. And the $40 was like a reward for my dedication to helping. Now, you know, I do a lot of shit, but you want to know what I did? I thanked him. And I told him I couldn't accept the money for what he was being and couldn't suck. But I could offer him a ride-along series, too. They go for $75. He said, okay. And I gave it to him for $4, saving him $35. What I'm saying is I'm serious about why I do what I do. I give selfishly because I know I'm going to receive. I do. I give and I receive. You give. No, you don't give. I don't know. I give to fucking St. Jude's. I give. Now, you need to get on them tools while they on sale. 2 for 1. Now, I keep telling you guys a tool, you know, conversation is either a tool or a weapon. Now, I need to explain to you what I mean. I get too many emails emailing me about it. First of all, you have to accept what you say out your mouth represents you and where you coming from. Now, that alone should be important, but it might need explaining. So, what I'm going to do is explain conversation as a tool. then afterwards, I'll explain it as a weapon. Now, I'm going to break it down line by line so you can realize how I think. Now, what really is a turn-on for me is to be out, not looking for shit, and some motherfucker recognize the caliber of motherfucker I am. Let me tell you about some shit. This girl slid up under me the other night and offered to buy me a drink. Now, of course, I accepted, and I had it as long as there's no strings attached. And she said, I could tell from across the bar when I noticed she sit down that she wasn't my type of dude to come in here. You got to understand this. A whole bunch went on just now. Not just those lines. A whole bunch of shit went on. And I'm going to break it down line by line, but not yet. Because I can see this bitch is on the prowl. And if I wanted her, I could have told her, let's get out of here and let's go. But I didn't let them with that shit. Now, I want to show you how conversation is used as a tool to get what you want or to help you get what you want. So since I already read her from the first thing she said after I said, as long as there's no strings attached, because she should have said, oh, there'll be no strings. And none of what I'm saying would, you know, be affected. Something else would have had to be done. But I'm going on what she said. So I decided to let her bake in the oven that she willingly entered. And she willingly entered when she said, let me know. She was scoping me out when I came in. So what I'm saying is this. When those drinks came, we was getting ready to have a toast. And she said, here's to the unknowing and whatever. Now, when she said whatever, she also raised her eyebrow. She got ready to touch glasses with me, but I moved my glass. I said, I can't drink to that. That type of toast is from the motherfucker who's wishing she could have what it looks like she wants. I'd much rather have a toast to here's to being able to recognize shit from sugar. And at the same time, being a magnet for the recognized sugar. Now, with me saying that, the words I said ain't hardly where I was coming from, but the bitch got where I was coming from. She saw that I busted her, salivating. She was like licking her lips, thinking about what she wanted to get into with me. Now, as a tool, first line of attack, you have to be on the offense. No matter if she speaks first, or if you speak first, it doesn't matter. Defense is when you be defensive. Offense is you should be on defense, but you could be offense. You got to be ready to be offensive. So I saw she was trying to lure me into getting at her. So I counted her shit with a line she had to consider quickly. Now she did. But she recognized I wasn't the sucker she thought. So she said, when I told her, she recognized that when I said, I can't drink to that, blah, blah, blah. So she said, here, here, and raised her glass. And when I got to toast her glass, she moved it. And she said, you married, aren't you? I smiled at her quick wit and realized she saw that she wasn't going to get to go home with me. And that's why I said, why, of course. What woman could speak with me for 2 minutes and not want to marry me? All she could do was smile. And she said, that's fucked up. Now, see, You might not have understood that. So I'm going to break it down further. Here is the conversation broken down line to line. Now, this should be understood, because if it isn't, the caliber of motherfucker means that I like to be seen for who I am. So when I say this bitch recognize the caliber of motherfucker I am, that's what I'm talking about. Now, the scenario, this brown slid up under me the other night and offered to buy me a drink. Now, if you slow, you will wonder, what is she up to? But if you mean, you already know she's seen you come in and she wants you. So, of course, I accept it and add it as long as there's no strings attached. But right here, I'm letting her know I ain't no motherfucking sucker. And, you know, buy me a drink at your own goddamn risk. But if she do buy me one, she might. So she said, I can tell from across the bar when I noticed you sit down that you weren't like the regular dudes that come in here. Now here, she's confirming what I suspected. She likes me, and she wants to see if I can catch her. You know, I could just see she was on the prowl. And I could have told her right there, let's go. But I didn't. And follow this. You got to understand this. At this point, I didn't, you know, realize what time it was. So I'm reversing shit on her. Then I reversed it by letting her stew in the fucking heat she created for herself, thinking about me. And when the drinks came, and she said, here's to the unknowing and whatever, if I would have been a sucker, I'd have went for that toast. Shit, but when I let her know, you know, that fuck that bullshit. Because she was, when she said that, this is for the unknowing and whatever, she was letting me know that she was down for whatever I wanted to do. Now, when she said whatever and raised her eyebrow, that really let me know that. But raising her eyebrow was to let me know she was a freak and was ready for me. So she got ready to toast, and when I moved my glass and said, I can't drink to that, and I told her what kind of toast that was, and then gave her an alternative toast, it was to seal the fact to her, I knew she was attracted to me, and she wasn't the normal bitch niggas run into, but still, she seen that I saw that, and she saw that I saw her salivate, and what I'm saying is this, when she said, Here, you're married. See, bitches, they know when they've been checkmated. And she knew what time it was with me. And that buying me a drink with that bullshit might work on the sucker, but not my ass. So I smiled at the bitch and realized that she, you know, saw she wasn't going to go home with me. And said, when I said, well, of course, she asked me, was I married? She said, are you married? That's like, am I going to get to go home with you? I said, well, of course I'm married. That's saying, no, you ain't going to get to go home with me. And then I would say, what motherfucking woman would speak to me for 2 minutes and not want to marry me? Just let her know I know that you have a genuine attraction for me. But I'm a prized man, and I ain't motherfucking come to just fuck with any bitch I meet. And all she could do was smile and say, that's fucked up. Checkmate. And I really think dudes think they be playing on me with those instant messages. You know, it's Saturday. Listen, playing. The bitch say, look, today is Saturday, but I'm busy today and tomorrow, but next Friday, I'm going to come over and let you get the pussy. She tell you that. See, that's what she's playing with. Because all that week, you're going to be on your P's and Q's, doing what this bitch wants, waiting for Friday. That's why I'm so motherfucking chicken shit. I let motherfuckers who hit me talking about it was Saturday, talking about they gonna get at me because they know the damn group is starting, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the new semester. But none of them motherfuckers kept their word. And I ain't even mad about it. I'm just saying I've been in business and I know what people be doing. That's why I only answer one question, basically, and then cut your fucking ass off. Because I know damn well any person who wants to enroll in the Sidewalk University gonna do it. They gonna ask fucking questions if necessary afterwards. My shit is damn near self-explanatory. And just for you to know why I'm like I am, because I don't want to be average. Average is my enemy. And I gotta say, my thoughts are my only worthy opponent. Recurring opponents. You know, my thoughts are sneaky and they can throw me for a motherfucking loop with slick ass left jab or something. I spar with average every week and I have damn near all our brawls, you know, 3 or 4 times a year with average. Fact is, I beat average ass every time. I can win the battles I have against average. Because I used to be average. My name was John Average Dixon. Then I got laced with a little slickness at about 8, 9 years old. I came out of the average shit by the time I was 12. And when I hit my teen years, I went buck wild. Searching for the truth. And I found it in Fuller School Hall. Looking at them niggas play pool. Wishing I could be talking shit like they was talking. I stripped that fucking average jacket off and left it for the average motherfucker who could wear it. And I ain't thought about anything average since I graduated from high school. Where I was an average student. After using that goddamn initial alphabet I got from them niggas at Fuller's, I called a bitch, got the pimpin', and damn, I was anything but average. So here I am today, kicking this shit with you. I still can't stand average worth of fuck, and I refuse to fuck with average fucking niggas, male or female. So, well, that's why I run with maybe 1 or 2 motherfuckers, because the rest of the motherfuckers are too close to me and remaining for the rest of their motherfucking lives, average. That brings me to my nigga K. The nigga come up here, had a fine bitch waiting on him that he attempted on 30 years ago. And he gets here, and damn near nothing goes as planned. And I asked the nigga, man, you need anything, nigga? He said, nah, man. Then I said, nigga, you still got that new boot? And the nigga say, nigga, today anything can be your goddamn boot. Shit, I gotta see where that bitch is really coming from. But she is a cool bitch. And I can't see fucking with her, yeah. Now that shit was dope to me. Another point. If God does bless you to get to be in your 60s and older, just remember your OG friend Rosebud told you this. When you get in your 60s, you look back and try to remember when you was 14 or 15. And when you remember that, remember the people you was running with, male or female. And once you've done that, see if those motherfuckers aren't the most important people in the world to you besides your family. Even your enemies, the bully, the girl that got away, all of them are important to your very being. Those were the times you was becoming you. and each one of those people had a little hand in forming who you ultimately became. And I'm telling you, I love Elaine Claiborne, Sandra Glasson, Michelle Barksdale, Lila Thompson, and all of those girls who are now, you know, women friends of my life. And don't forget Michael Burzell, Billy Randolph, John Duffus, Lee Carrara, White Boy. And then I'm talking about Stanley Jones, Rusty Brown. Man, all them motherfuckers, Raymond Jolliffe. Then I would not be John Dixon if it wasn't for them motherfuckers. Shit. So I say again, I'm blessed to have so many of my lifelong friends. Still walking the earth, sane and in good health. And we all know who to thank for the good fortune. So we together should say thank you, Jesus, for letting us see these days and the days we will see. I'm just saying. Now, when I went to the Bay Area for a proper burial for my brother, and I saw all my 60-plus year friends, I mean, that's just saying something. Something we don't get much of these days. Seeing people that we've known 60-plus years and we're still friends. We're getting and having shit that lasts through all kinds of things. Or we're developing, you know, over those 60 years. We didn't get into problems that couldn't be handled, the conversation and the willingness, you know, to not let shit come between us. I salute my goddamn lifelong friends. And I give a grand salute to my lasting this long, 60 plus years. The push, that's what it's about. I wonder if I push you new guys, some of you older guys, off. Because I don't want to push you off. I want to push you toward. But I know I'll be saying shit that I don't think, if that's the case, I remember plenty of times I said, I don't think you should ask questions. Let me clarify where I'm coming from when I say that. Some things cannot be addressed without asking a question. Now, where I'm coming from is if I must answer a direct question. Maybe this person asking the question shouldn't be trying to get involved with what he's, you know, asking the question about. Now this, whatever you're talking about, could cost you your life. A person who don't ask questions but seeks information about a certain lifestyle, he's more prepared mentally than the person that simply asks questions. I don't want to be, excuse me from the C-cup. I don't want to be responsible for any of you motherfuckers getting hurt or worse. I'll start accepting any question you have because I didn't intend to make you where you like afraid to ask any fucking questions. And I know I did that and I'm apologizing to you now if that's the case. So start now. I ain't going to be negative to you asking questions. I just hope you fucking understand where I was coming from. I don't want to be responsible for your ass getting fucked up in some kind of goddamn way. I changed that thought too. I ain't responsible for you getting fucked up in any kind of way. I told you in the post earlier this month, the way you see the question determines the answer. Not wanting to be and ain't responsible are two different things. I don't want to be responsible. I ain't responsible. Two different things. When you're fortunate enough to have real OGs that fucking know shit like this, and you get to feel your position. I know so-called pimps who live in the gutter. They did it because they made use of false pretenses. They used those false pretenses to get in with the crowd they wanted to get in with. But as time goes by, the truth comes to the light. The cream rises to the top. you got in, but what you gonna do after you get in? When you live in a fake world, all the results you get from it are fake. Those motherfuckers who would have done it not thought that fake shit they was doing would carry in as well as the real shit being paid was doing. Sadly. Just as a lot of you will find out, it doesn't. The only thing that'll take you all the way through all your years with stellar marks is true dedication to the game. I'm talking about the kind of games that Phil Mosley got, Shante Parker, Hollywood, Hot Garden, Dre, original white folks, yours truly, Rosebud. And hell, OGPs who were down over 50 years. We've got respect the old way. We've got our respect the old way. We took it. We took our respect every time we hit the road and ended up in the city where we were strangers. We were strangers to the city, but not to the life within it. We understood we had to go into the belly of the beast if we wanted to eat. We ain't had no hookups in that city. Whatever hookup we got, we took. And after a few prostitute real niggas in that city showed up and wanted to kick it with real motherfuckers who know how to come to the city and take what the fuck they need. Claim that motherfucking shit. Game claims things that are not yours, but it's there for the taking, and you ain't stealing. We taking what we want with any city we go to. Because we motherfuckers, and we ain't afraid to take what we want. The day I turned out, I went to a brother who had hoes. My ass in was Shattuck a cool track. You know, he gave me his answer, and I asked him another question. The motherfucker went off with me and told me I was a scary punk. And I shot back at him, but then he said, nigga, you must have some game because you got that hoe out there. And let me tell you something, this is the only little piece of game I'm getting. Put the hoe down. That's what he said. Put the hoe down. And whatever you don't know, she going to come in with so many questions. And you having to answer the questions is going to teach you everything you want to know or you need to know. That's all the game I got to go put a bitch down. But he was right. I quizzed her. She answered hella questions. And the next day I knew hella more. And then it just kept going like that. And what I'm saying is after 6 months in the game, which is all I had when I went to Hollywood. You know, it took me 6 months to see the sense of what that brother was saying to me. That's why I revisit everything I do. And I just did read my book this morning. Showed me hella shit. I never accepted that I was a genuine pimp until my hoe had to jump out of a Trix car. And she got fucked up. And this happened within the first 2 days of me being in Hollywood. She was green. I was green. Though we was in the real life, I had to come up with so much shit to say to my whole fucking game on the spur of the moment without having knowledge of any of it before she came in the door in a sheet because they had tore her clothes off. And I just had to say, thank you, Marvin. Pushing me in the chest when I needed it. Marvin tried to hit me to this shit way back in Oakland when he told me to just put her down. So I'm going to hit you with something right now. A quote from my motherfucker, Rosebud, the American champion. When you young and the turnout to this manhood, all sorts of things happen to mold you into who you will become. There's one thing for sure, and that you are going to change. Change into what is another question. Now, it was two things I realized early on in my manhood quest. One was I wanted to handle any situation that came up like a real man would, even if it would cost me the situation, the woman, friendship, whatever. Two, I never wanted to handle a problem by putting fear into me about a situation or the woman about a situation, especially when the shit is inevitably going to happen. This is the reason I'm able to be down and buried at the drop of a dime. And women and people automatically expect that of me now. And so do I. Now, this is why I stay so, so down. All right, you guys. You didn't have very many. Oh, shit. I was going to cut you off, 701. What's up?
Oh, is this me, bud?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Man, OG, how you doing, man? It's D, man. It's been a while, man. You feel me? I hope everything's cool with you, man.
Everything is, D. What's happening?
Man, ain't nothing much, man. Man, I just want to say this, man. Your show on YouTube, that motherfucker's getting, it's getting popular, man. Congratulations, man. You're getting more callers. I've been trying to catch up. It's just a job situation and shit, man. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing, OG, man. You know I got nothing but love for you. Salute you, OG.
Hey, you know it, D. You ain't got no question. You know you got three questions.
I'm about to answer my question, but I just want to say this, man. Like, motherfuckers love you, man. Like, I keep fuck with your old shit. Like, motherfuckers be fucking with you for years and years. Bestie calling in and just fuck with you, man. So people love you, man. That's what's up, though. Listen, though, man. I'm going to ask you this shit, man. You feel me? Hopefully, in case if I come to the same situation, I hope I know how to handle, man. My thing is, man, I came to a scenario where my friend, he had a girl with him. He had a girl, right? His girl, she hooked me up with one of a friend. They came to of my place and shit, you know. We fuck with the drink, you know. They were smoking. I was just drinking. The bitch that his girl hooked me up with, he told me she was a dyke. So you feel me? Long story short, when I drop him off at the crib, the next day I call my friend. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? You know, everything cool, this and this. He told me he ended up smashing both of them. My thing is, man, was I lacking? Was I sleeping at the same time? If I could play
hey,
my hands wide,
you
believe
me? Let me tell you something. Listen, are you into that shit? If you are, you was slipping. If you not, you weren't. I think you into that
what?
Shit.
But I want to ask this question. Like, when you
are you into it or not? That three-way, you know, you and two bitches.
As far as baby, I don't mind smashing her, man. That's what I'm saying. Baby.
Hey, listen, man, but that ain't what I asked you. I asked you, are you into you and two bitches or not?
No, I'm talking about the bitch.
Okay, well, what I'm really getting at is, to me, I wouldn't have did it. I had a bitch hook me up with a bitch, and then the bitch she hooked me up with was like the same with you, like pussy. And, but when she, the girl that hooked me up, when she called a couple days later and said she wanted to come over, and I told her to come on, and she said, she got this other bitch with her. I say, I'm busy. I don't be wanting to do that shit, because most of the time the bitches just want to freak out with each other any motherfucking way. Well, go freak out with each other. You don't need me to do that shit.
I want to ask you this question. Listen, you know how you say you put yourself in the front street, like you put yourself in the front street. Is that?
Right.
I think I know what it means. I think I know what it means. Do you want me to go tell what I think it means, or you should go ahead and talk, because I don't have to cut you off, man.
No, go ahead, man. What do you think it means?
I think it means, okay, let's say first time I met baby, I already let her know what it is with me.
That's not front street.
Like, I already let her know what it is with me. It's not. Can you go ahead and touch on that?
Wait, I don't know what you're asking. Say it again.
All right. Here's my question, right? Like, when dude came over with the bitch that I'm talking about, the dyke, you know, if I could play my hands right,
Do you believe I could smash Baby OG? Because it kind of tripped me out because when I called him, he was like, he smashed both of them.
Didn't your friend tell you he smashed her? Her and the other bitch?
Yeah, he told me he did.
Why the fuck are you asking, do I think you could smash her, man?
Now, what I'm saying is, when the first came to the crib, the bitch that his girl hooked me up with, if I could let her know what it is.
Man, I ain't got time for this bullshit, man. You bullshit.
What I'm saying, though, right?
No, I don't get what you're saying. This is the first time you didn't call me, and I ain't getting what you're saying. So that's got to do with you. You saying a whole bunch of bullshit, man. You start asking me about,
I want to ask you this, then I'm going to let you go.
What, man?
But I want to ask you, is there really a point of me fucking with the bitch, or should I let the bitch go?
Then why are you asking this shit?
I just want to know.
How the fuck do I know what's good for you?
Because, man, your answer is always the best fucking answer to me.
Yeah, man, but you the only motherfucker know if you should fuck with that bitch or not. You sound like you scared of the bitch, man.
I ain't scared. It just tripped me up, man. But I got
you scared of her. You wondering this, you wondering that. Why? Because the bitch gave your partner some pussy, or the bitch let another bitch fuck her while your partner fucked both of them. Who cares about that goddamn shit?
That's why I love you, man. You always hit me in the chest and give me the truth, man. That's why I love your shit, man.
Hey, man, you ain't supposed to care about that shit, man. If you do, you do. And if you do, don't fuck with the bitch. But I wouldn't care about that shit because the bitch ain't going to be doing that shit once she start fuck with me. That's what you're supposed to be thinking, bro. Whatever she did was because she wasn't fucking with you.
That's what you're talking, man.
You know,
your show has been on fire lately, man. You keep doing your thing. Much love with you later, man. Be cool, man.
All right, for sure. All right, you guys. That's my nigga. That motherfucker always calls in. Hey, me and D cool. Y'all be cool. I'm out.